हेलो एवरीवन, आई एम वासुकीनाथ, पीजीटी एसीएस अनुपुरम। नाउ इन टुडे सेशन वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस मॉड्यूल 2 ऑफ स्क्वायर्स एंड स्क्वायर रूट्स। एंड रियली यू ऑलरेडी हैव एंजॉयड विद द स्क्वायर्स with many patterns which you have completed in module 1. Now in second module we'll try to find the square of bigger numbers having 2 digits, having 3 digits. Square of a number having 1 digit is easy, as 1 square, 1 into 1, we can memorize with the table also. 2 square, 2 into 2, 2 2s are 4. 9 square, 9 into 9, 9 9s are 81. But if the digits are 2 in the number, like 12 square, 13 square, 13, 13 ja, we haven't learned up to this level, 13, 13 ja. In our table, up to 10 only. So how to get the square of this kind of numbers without doing multiplication in the notebook? 13 into 13, this we can get by multiplication, but try to get this all by thinking. Here we'll discuss on that only. So first, to get square of 2 digit number, look on the digits, like in 12. First digit is 1, second is 2. So you have to start with the end, last digit. Last digit 2. 2 square is 4. Keep in last. Then next you have to do as 2AB type, double of the product of the digits. While you are doing this all for a single number, then it will take time, but by the practice easily you will get the square of 2 digit number. So in 12, double of product of digit, 2 into the product is 1 into 2, so this will be 4. Last digit was 2 square 4, and here again 4, and now for the first digit 1 square, which is 1. So 1, 4, 4. Hence square of 12 is 144. Now just think for another number. In the module we have used another number, 37. So here digits are 3 and 7. Start from the end, 7 square, 49. So last digit is 9, and this 4 will be added in previous part. Previous part, what is previous part? Double of the product of number, which is 2 into 3 into 7. 42, and the first will be 3 square, 9. So last digit 9, then before that we have 42 plus 4, 46. The digit is 6, and then again this 4 will be transferred to the first. First we have 9, 9 plus 4, 13. So 13, 6 and 9. The number which we are getting is 1369. Hence, the square of 37 is 1369. Now you just try by yourself with many numbers, 2 digit. Here one more we have, 56 square. You just think of and try with 98 square, try with 64 square, and then you must check what you are getting, is that correct or not, with the simple multiplication. So in short time you can find the square of two digit number. Now come to finding the square of a number which ends with 5, that is 5, 15, 25, 35, 105, 235, like that. So how to find a square of a number which end with digit 5? In that, you have to look the digits or number formed without 5. Without 5, that means if you are using the number 35, just remove 5. What we have now? Only 3. So the square is 3 into 4. Next number, 3 into 4, hundreds. 3 into 4 is 12. Hundreds, 1200 plus that 5 square, 25. 1200 plus 25. For all this, we have the same method. Now think for 95 square. Without 5, we have the number 9. Then 9 into next number, 10. Hundreds. 9 into 10 is 90 hundreds, that is 9000, plus 25, 9025. We have the same method for 3 digit number also. Now work for 145. So just remove 5. What we have now? 14. So the answer will be 14 into 15 hundreds plus 25. Our next topic is Pythagorean triplets or we can say it is Pythagoras theorem also. Triplets, that means a group of 3 numbers, and in Pythagorean triplets, in the group of 3 numbers, if the sum of square of 2 smaller numbers is equal with the square of largest number, then that group of 3 number is called Pythagorean triplet. Just see the square of 3, 4 and 5. 3 square is 9, 4 square 16 and 5 square 25. Now just try to add the square of smallest two numbers. 3 square plus 4 square. 9 plus 16. It is equal with the 5 square. Hence this group 3, 4, 5. Is known as Pythagorean triplet, and number of such groups, many are there, all are Pythagorean triplets. You will get many examples in your module as 6, 8, 10 is another group, 5, 12, 13 is also Pythagorean triplet. In this triplet only you have to decide the two smaller numbers and one largest and check the sum of squares of smaller is equal with the square of largest or not. If it is there, then Pythagorean triplet, otherwise it is not. We have the general form of Pythagorean triplet, which is 2m m square minus 1 and m square plus 1. If you have any number, you can find other two numbers of Pythagorean triplet by comparing with any of these three. Here we have examples. In Pythagorean triplet, smallest number is 8. Find other two numbers. So first we will compare this 8 with the general form 2m, m square minus 1, m square plus 1. Surely here m square plus 1 is the not the largest, but it is not the smallest. It is bigger than m square minus 1. And as per the question given, the smallest number is 8. So 8 can be either 2m or m square minus 1 only. So step by step, compare with 2m or m square minus 1. If 2m equal to 8, then m equals to 4. After getting the value of m, we can find all three 2m, m square minus 1, m square plus 1, which are 8, 15, 17. Yes, it is one of the Pythagorean triplet. To find many Pythagorean triplets, just select one Pythagorean triplet and multiply with the constant. Multiply with the 2, another Pythagorean triplet, multiply with 3. One more, multiply with 4, we'll have one more. So in this manner, we can find many Pythagorean triplet also. So if any three numbers is in the form of a square plus b square equal to c square, then that a, b, c, that group is known as Pythagorean triplet. And there is large use of Pythagorean triplets. So for this module, up to here only. Now in next module, we'll continue with square roots, which is based on squares only, but we have many methods. We'll discuss on module 3 and module 4. Thank you.